Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to give some love to everybody on the text and phone lines today, including my friend Mark from Sussex, Gary in Madison, Jeannie in Eau Claire, Ronnie from Horicon, Joe in La Crosse, Troy from Mount Horeb, and of course, Mark from Prairie du Sac. We got Barb in Waukesha, Luke on the south side of Chicago, Jim in Appleton. So many folks participating today. Thank you all so very much. I try to read and incorporate your thoughts as we're going. You can always reach out to me. And remember, we got those Ask Maggie segments on Friday. You can send in your questions for me about anything that you'd like. AskMaggie@civicmedia.us. You can also text those questions in. We've been talking about, for the bulk of this hour, the fact that there is this fundamental tension within MAGA. And a recent controversy has blown it wide open. And that is that there are key constituencies in MAGA that are overtly racist, overtly sexist, homophobic, and also anti-Semitic. Nick Fuentes is one of them. Nick Fuentes was also a guest of the President of the United States at Mar-a-Lago. The President of the United States has used racist rhetoric again and again and again, and then distances himself from it. And many GOP elected officials, I should call them MAGA elected officials, use deeply offensive racist constructs to defend Trump policies. Here's Lindsey Graham celebrating the fact that we're killing the right people. Take a listen.
He recognized Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Why? Because if you got a problem with that, take it up with God. He's the guy that did it, not Trump. So I just want to say, I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
Shame on you. And then, of course, Senator Schmidt of Missouri saying, America's for white people. Don't you forget it.
Soldiers dying of frostbite at Valley Forge. The pilgrims struggling to survive in the hard winter soil of Plymouth. The pioneers striking out from Missouri for the wild and dangerous frontier. The outnumbered Kentucky settlers repelling wave after wave of Indian war band attacks from beyond the stockade walls. All of them will be astonished to hear that they were only fighting for a proposition. They believe they were fighting for a nation, a homeland for themselves and their descendants. They fought, they bled, they struggled, they died for us. They built this country for us. America, in all its glory, is their gift to us, handed down across the generations. It belongs to us. It's our birthright. It's our heritage, our destiny. If America is everything and everyone, then it is nothing and no one at all.
That was basically a cop of Hitler's first address as the German chancellor back in 1933. Who's the us? White European landowners, men. When Donald Trump says we, if you're worried about where your food's going to come from or if you can retire or if your kids are going to do better than you, do you think he's really talking about you? Because poor white folks. Working class white folks, we're all dispensable as well. So be careful. It sounds like you're talking about them, but it might just be you that they do not value anymore. And listen, folks, it's we got historic turnout numbers and voting numbers coming in from Virginia and New Jersey and California. I'll be watching the returns tonight. I'll cover it tomorrow. But I wanted to remind us what happened 17 years ago today. When millions of Americans, even if you don't like Barack Obama, saw with their own eyes part of what the promise of America is when we are called to our better angels, to leave behind these antiquated notions of us v. them based on religion or race or nationality or gender or who someone chooses to love. So let's remember together. Let's listen to a bit of what happened 17 years ago today. Remind ourselves together of the promise that we all have, that we all can make true through voting and raising our voices together. Let's remember.
I've been crying since 4 o'clock this morning. This is momentous. Win or lose, the game has been changed.
This is the most important election of our life.
I'm really excited. This is the first time I voted.
All right, so Pennsylvania just got called.
Senator Barack Obama will carry the state of Virginia.
Barack Obama will be the 44th president of the United States.
But what a symbol it sends outside this nation and then inside this nation. The promise of how great America can be.
Will become the 44th president of the United States.
I can't believe this, bro. I cannot believe this, man.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Every election day, we provide an answer about whether or not we will succeed to our highest ideals and principles and aspirations. Folks, I'm going to leave it there. I'll be back tomorrow to discuss these elections and the results. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.